lives that I believe in reincarnation. As Irving Grishmanowicz, the Wild West first Yiddish lawman. I won a 10-gallon yarmulke. I had a horse that wouldn't gallop or canter. He slapped. In my holsters, instead of six guns, I carried two big jars of crapulah. And everywhere I went, the goyim would line up and sing respectfully. Ride, 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 Irving. Ride, 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 Irving. I was standing outside of my mother's house, twirling my pants nervously. I had spilkish because I was bringing home a girl. And I wanted to marry her. But should I say she had a rough background? I didn't know what Mom would think, what my bubby would think. I said, well, I put it off. I slept her in the house. My mother and my father, they sat. They were kvetching about their back, about their bursitis. They were hawking. I said, you wait here. I want to let them know that we're planning to get married. I said, Mom, Pop, Bubby, that girl in there. Bubby said, you mean the one going through my purse? Yes, that's the one. I said, hey, put that purse down. We planned to be wed, and I just thought you should know, she's got tattoos. My father said, tattoos? What? Why don't you just take a gun and shoot me now? I said, only a couple of tattoos. He said, more than one tattoo she's got. I said, she also did 20 years in the pen for a robbery she said she didn't commit. But somebody got shot. He said, my son's marrying a murdering robber. I said, she lived with the Comanches for a while. And, well, for 5 years, she was their love slave. My mother said, that's it. I'm going to dig a grave for me. My son brings home a love slave. I said, her speech is peppered with profanity. And on top of that, she only bathes once every 2 weeks. But she's Jewish. And they said, welcome, darling. My son's getting married. A celebration.
Way down in Africa, a dolphin in the jungle. You'll find a Knish doctor who looks just like your uncle. The natives know him by the name of Jungle Yanko. He's like, ooh, hi, ooh, hi,
Mendel May
All day they come to him, the Quetsches and the Kranke. They come to him in sizes, Kirze, Breit and Lange. He smells them on his mouth and then applies the bunkers. Ooh, hi, ooh, hi, Mendel May Shepis, Mr. Patient. Ooh, hi, ooh, hi, Mendel May Shepis, Mr. Patient.
Ooh, hi,
He doesn't have a fancy office or a chain of nerves. He makes his pills right in a grocer tub. And if your kepele is heute in there so some gestup, he'd a hatchet evil hack here of the cup. He says, For those with pipic trouble, he prescribes hot knishes. From Wimes, he makes a Michael that is real delicious. He even davens and he schneids at local brisses. Ooh, hi, yeah, ooh, ah, Mendel may ship, bitch, 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 bitch. Come, Mendel, give a blues. His boy can blues from North. For Kempator and Yankele cooks hot cannibal soup. For ulcers, he will chop some monkey liver. He don't belong to Blue Cross or a medical group. His diploma's from the Bwana Wana Yeshiva.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, hi,
yeah, hoo ha, the Mendel Mayship, Bishop Patient. Oh, ha, yeah, hoo ha, for folk that are like a stool. Oh, ha, yeah, hoo ha, Mendel Mayship, Bishop Patient. Oh, ha, yeah, hoo ha, for folk that are like a stool.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, DC 101 there. That's Mickey Katz.
Swan, the doctor.
Yeah.